Hi everybody, welcome to Robin's 365. It's day number 2076. It's a Tuesday morning and it's we've had a lot of rain overnight, which has been really good for the garden. We're getting some good rain again, screening everything up. And I thought I would just get my steps up early this morning. I didn't really get outside much yesterday. So today I wanted to talk about connection and awareness. So every single day I post multiple times on social media, and I'm sure if I didn't have a business, I probably wouldn't post at all on there, but because I do, I need to, and I need to do it consistently, and I post on multiple platforms. So I post videos on YouTube, I also post content obviously on the popular ones, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and I have another one which is called QP. So I post across all of those, and in the process of posting, particularly with Instagram and Facebook, you can't help but when you click into, like I usually post them from my phone, and so as soon as you pull up click on the little icon, and some sort of content comes up, and that normally scrolls the stories across the top and so forth, and it's the people that you follow, and so you keep being presented their content by the algorithm, etc., etc. And so I've got a bunch of people that I'm connected with through there. Don't necessarily comment on their posts or stories, and some people don't even post a lot, but if you're wanting, if you're giving some sort of reaction to a post or whatever, then you keep seeing their content. Anyway, this particular person came up, and it was scrolling through their story. And this is somebody that I've known for 15 years. I haven't caught up with them for a long time. I just noticed that there was just something about what they were posting. It was subtle. And I just thought, it made me pause and think, I wonder if they're all right. And so I could have done nothing and just said, oh, well, you know, people go through stuff and maybe I'm reading too much into it and so forth. And anyway, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to send them a message. So I sent a message that was just like, hey, saw your last post, got the impression that perhaps you've been going through some tough stuff. Hope everything's okay. And then the person, almost, you know, instantaneously, it's pretty quickly after I posted it to them. It was a private message, wasn't it? It wasn't something I posted on their post. And they came back and said that they really appreciated me reaching out, and that, yeah, they've gone through some really tough stuff. And tell me a little bit about it. And which I'm not going to share here. And it just made me think that, we go through stuff that perhaps we don't always share, and sometimes maybe we're looking for some support. And maybe people aren't just listening or watching. And I'm catching up with them next week sometime. But I thought, it's just interesting. Because it was on their story, it's not something that, I really look at people's stories apart from my coach. And it just in that moment, it happened to present. And of course, they only last, 24 hours. and then they just disappear. But there was just something about why I saw it at that particular time, why this particular person posted what it was that they did, which was subtle, and I could see that there was something that just didn't seem quite right. I could have easily just not reached out and did, and now we're going to catch up and maybe I get to support this person or find out a little bit more. It's been a long time since we've caught up with each other, so maybe there is just some way that you can make a difference to someone else. And I just thought, oh, it's funny that, not ha-ha funny, but just funny how things sort of align sometimes to make you realise that, yeah, people need you. And I guess my message here is, I think we need to become much more kinder, much more empathetic, more understanding, and perhaps just more observant in what it is that we are doing with our daily interactions. Because it's very easy to just, like, I could have ignored this and said, oh, well, whatever. Like, I'm sure a lot of people, when they see really bad things happen for other people, what they're really thinking is, well, sorry, that they might say, look, oh, gee, I'm so sorry about that. But what they're really thinking is, I'm glad it's you and not me. It might sound harsh, but that's the reality, because most people are only ever concerned about what's going on for them and not what's going on for other people. And it's not about being someone's savior or anything like that. And you may not have, or most people don't, have the skills to be able to, like, professionally counsel someone or help completely change, you know, their thinking process and that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about sometimes what it takes is someone else to know that you care. And that can make the world of difference, because you just don't know what someone is going through in a particular moment where they can feel completely helpless. And sometimes just almost like a hand on the shoulder to say, hey, you know, it's okay. You're not alone. Because unfortunately, somebody said to me recently, they were reaching out to me and saying that, you know, they're dealing with a lot of stuff right now, and part of it is medical, and part of it is like psychological and, you know, mental health and so forth. And they were saying to me that, you know, they have to go through this alone, and there are certain parts of things, as much as you can get help, you have to go through it alone. Like all the stuff that I've had to go through the last 12 months with my daughter. Yeah, I mean, there can be support, but what normally happens pretty quickly is once the dust settles, if you like, everybody disappears, and you find out who are those people that really care and who really doesn't. And for the most part, you have to go through it alone. No one else can take away the pain that you go through, but sometimes just knowing that there is somebody that perhaps they can relate to, or you can relate to if you're going through it, or as I said, somebody, you just realise that there's somebody out there that cares, and perhaps there's somebody out there that's gone through a similar experience that can relate to you. But a lot of the times you're situation can be unique at the same time, and just knowing that there's somebody out there that cares can be super, super important. And so I just want to appeal to you to have a think about who it is that you're interacting with, and just be perhaps in tune with your gut, that maybe there's something going on here. It could be a work-related issue. But I just know that people's mental health is perhaps not as mentally tough as it was pre-COVID. And I think we are always better together. And where we can recognise that someone's in trouble. It's like me, I'm out walking at the moment. I just walk past somebody then, but there's nobody about. But let's just say I walk past somebody and there's somebody lying on the ground. And I can make a choice to just walk past that person. I have no legal obligation to that person. But what I do have is an obligation to use the skills that I've got in first aid and to use my compassion as a human to stop and help this person, because obviously there is something wrong. Yes, you can walk past it because you think, oh, well, I don't want to get involved. Or you can get down on your hands and knees and do whatever's required to save this person that's obviously in need of help. And I think about it this way. Let's say that was you. What would you want someone else to do? You'd want somebody to step in and do the right thing and help you when you needed it. So sometimes we need to step up, and stepping up for others is really important. Doing that for our kids, doing that for our people that we can just see, they need something. Just like I did a couple of days ago. It can make the world a difference. And this person was so grateful, as I could tell through the words that they wrote, just how grateful they were that I reached out. Last night, I made one of my clients cry, not because I was thrashing them, but because we were discussing where they were in terms of their motivation and what it was they were wanting to achieve and how far they've come, etc. And yeah, we talked about some things really cutting to the heart of what's going on for the person. And sometimes that needs to happen so that you can realise that there's a way forward. And obviously I've gone through a lot. I've got like 20 years more life experience than this particular client. And, you know, I can relate to people and what it is that they're going through. And so when you can discuss some strategies, perhaps that have worked for me, have worked for others, and you can share those, and you just don't know what can trigger somebody to starting to make some progress for themselves. And often that is almost like you're throwing out. I used to do this with my daughter a lot. If you go back and listen a few years ago, you can hear me talk about it in trying to help influence her. It's just like throwing out a whole bunch of seeds, and not all the same seed, but just different types of seeds, and just seeing which ones are going to germinate, which ones are going to take, because they won't all. And that's the same with this type of situation. Sometimes you have to use a bunch of different strategies, a bunch of different words, and see, okay, which ones are going to resonate with this particular client to help them achieve the change. Because everybody's different. Everybody needs something in a different way. Otherwise, we would all get exactly the same outcomes all the time, and we don't. So that's what you have to do sometimes. And so, look, I gave her a hug and said, look, you just have to know that I've got your back. And again, just understanding those key people that you have in your life. And I understand the impact that I do have on people, and that I'm such an important part of their, like, their inner circle, their family, if you like, because of how long I'm involved with people. But I guess one of the questions I quite often ask the people that I'm interviewing on the Mental Toughness and Body Show is, yeah, what's your superpower? And I think about if somebody asked me that, and I think one of my superpowers is that I have this incredible ability to be able to help people achieve change and to achieve the outcomes that they want through their health and wellness. But perhaps part of that is I just care so much about people and getting them success, you know, their success. I just have such a deep compassion and care for people. And so when I see people are suffering, I want to be able to help. And I get that's not everybody's cup of tea, but what I'm saying is that if perhaps you're a little bit more mindful, then you just don't know what impact that you can have. And you know, particularly men, right? Men are, particularly around my era, are not great at communicating, not great at sharing what's going on for them, their feelings, etc. And if you get to my age, you've gone through a whole bunch of crap, right? Some awesome things, some great experience, some great personal growth, but also a lot of pain and suffering, because just by virtue of your age, you've had people die around you. You've had heartache, you've had heartbreak. You've failed, you've succeeded, but it's the failures that you remember. And like I check in with like my male clients that I haven't perhaps seen for a while, and the ones that I do have that are active, and sometimes we get quite deep to talk about what's going on. Because I know that for, probably most of my male clients, we talk about stuff that they've never spoken about before. And they'll often say to me, I don't talk about this stuff with anyone. I said, well, you're in a safe place here. You can talk about whatever you want. It's a vault. If you don't want it to go anywhere else, it doesn't go anywhere else. And we never, you know, it's like we've never had this conversation. And I like the fact that I can provide that space for people. And sometimes just getting it out of your head enables you to move forward. So have a think about everything I've said here today and see what impact can you have on someone else in a positive way. I'm not saying go and look for it. I'm saying just be aware, and perhaps that you can have a really great impact. Your kids are the same. You know, sometimes you just don't know what's going on for your kids. And I guarantee you, what they're going through right now is something that you've never experienced, because it's a completely different world now than when certainly when I was a kid. It's just very different challenges for them. So that is my thought for the day. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.